And I greet you, netizens and other listeners. My name is Dave, and today is October 12, 2019. And on this beautiful morning, I'm going to present to you the often unsung and otherwise rarely mentioned, but very capable, accessibility-focused distro of GNU Linux called Slint. That's S-L-I-N-T. With homepage being slint.fr. The chief maintainer now being one Didier Espera. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name properly. But he has put together this thing based on the Slackware Internationalization Project, hence Slint, with accessibility for the visually impaired, both of the GUI, such as Mate Desktop, or XFCE, or LXDE, or several of the window managers that are not desktops. There's a whole bunch of stuff on here, all with as much accessibility as he can provide with the tools at hand, namely Orca and the console screen reading package called eSpeakUp. It is a text installer, no GUI needed. Also, unlike other distros installers, you actually don't have to be online to do this one. The entire system that you'll get initially, at least, is in this very large ISO file, just under 4 gigs. And you'll end up with about a 12 gig system. Maybe more. And this particular recording will feature the installation from a USB on which I've written the image with Linux's DD command. For Mac OS and Windows, you could probably use something like UNetBootin or some other tool that might be recommended even on the Slint documentation. It's very thorough. So let's boot the system I've made from the ISO. Turn on power. Okay, disk is spinning. Alright, that's our little cord that tells us we're ready to boot up, so I'm going to hit the enter key. If this is going to run an EFI, so you get the little tones there, rising pitch, instead of a single beep, which you would get if you were running legacy BIOS mode. And how to switch your machine to booting from USB is really beyond the scope of this. It is my understanding that you already know how to do that. If not, there are lots of sources online for figuring that out. Generally, it involves pounding one of the F keys at startup time and picking from a menu of boot order. But okay, we're going to press enter to use the sound card, which means the detector found it, yay.
In order to be accessible to mised user to hunt beyond space during installation type S, then press enter. Else, just press enter.
Alright, we're going to press S because we do want speech.
S, space, to display keyboard shortcuts for renewing the screen with speech. Press R, then press enter. Else, just press enter.
I think we'll just press enter on this one. You can do this on your own if you like. To display the shortcuts for eSpeakUp reviewing the screen.
Space, language to use during installation. Please select the language to use for installation. Note, eSpeakUp, used for speech, lacks a voice in Ukrainian English, USA, Dutch, French, German, Greek, Italian, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Brazil, Portuguese, Portugal, Russian, Spanish, Latin America, Swedish, Turkish, Ukrainian, okay.
So that's quite polyglot, although there isn't an e-speak voice for Ukrainian. I don't know why it still said that. Down arrow?
Dutch. English, USA.
All right, English, USA is the default. To switch among these, you use the up and the down arrows. To make your selection, you hit enter, which is what I'm going to do.
Space, option to load support for another keyboard. Space, if you are not using a keyboard map, you may load another one now to select a different keyboard map. Please enter one now to continue using the keyboard map. Just hide, space, enter one to select a keyboard map.
All right. Again, it's set for the default, which is US keyboard, QWERTY. So I'm going to hit the button on this, the enter button, that is.
Space, welcome to the Slint Linux installation media. Version 14.2.1.2, space, important. Read the information below carefully. Space, on the device where Slint will be installed, you will need at least one partition of type Lin-East 0G. Space, for the system itself, not counting the user files. If the device has a GPT layout, a small 4M partition of type F02 BIOS boot partition to install DRUB on this drive in legacy mode, an EFI system partition of type F01 to install DRUB in EFI mode of size at least 100M, unless you want to use an existing one. Space, it is recommended that you have a swap partition type Linux swap prior installation, but you can also set up a swap file afterwards. Space, on the next screen we will present the tools you can use to partition the device. Space, you may now login as root. Space, Slint login.
Okay. It's a lot there, and it's a little bit broken up, because I think eSpeak, when its rate is on default, slow, and a bunch of stuff gets dumped to the screen all at once, it kind of drops a few characters, but the upshot is that you have to partition the drive. I've already done that, so we can hand wave that one. I'll show you what I've got as a layout, just so you can see, that I think is going to work well. But it shows you what Didier recommends as a minimal system, although I think one time when I did this and I tried that system, I was getting warnings about the system partition being nearly full. So I decided to do another one. Let me log in as root.
Space to partition your devices. You can use CFDisk or FDisk, and also only for a GPT layout, CGDisk or GDisk. Parted is also available. Tip. To enhance accessibility of CGDisk, use its option. Space, if you partition a new device, we recommend that you set up a GPT GID partition label for it. For more flexibility, space, you can also let the installer auto-partition a device, if and only if 1. Its size is of least 30G2. You agree that this device will be dedicated to Slint 3. You agree that all data currently stored on it will be erased. 4. None of the partitions it'll dink. Warning. If it has already been used, make a backup first. Space, after having used the auto-partitioning feature, you will be allowed to make changes, like adding another partition to the drive. Space, for an auto-partitioning, type now auto. Space, to start the main installation after partitioning, type setup root at slackware://
Alright, we're now on the root partition. We're running Slackware. It's actually Slint, but it's Slackware, which is the real guts of the thing under the hood, is the old tried and true Slackware Linux distribution. I'm going to speed up eSpeak just a bit, because I think we can understand it at a little faster rate. To do that, I'm going to use caps lock key plus the number 6 on the numbers row to bump the rate up.
Rate 3, rate 4, 5, rate 6, rate 7.
Alright, it is 7.
Right bracket.
I think that's good enough, rate 7.
Right bracket.
Okay, we're root, plus a couple extra characters. Now, I want to see how this disk is already partitioned, so I'm going to use the command lsblk, and we'll see how this disk is already laid out. I think it's got a layout I'm going to like, but let's look. Alright, so we've got, we have a rather large boot partition at /dev/sda1, but the rest looks good. I'll leave that boot partition there. It's big, but it gives me plenty of room to do everything. Who knows how many kernels one might end up having here. So, it's time to run the setup command and get busy. S-E-T-U-P. And again, I'm not online. I'm just using from the image. So we'll hit enter having typed the word setup.
Test Linux setup. Test scan in your system for partition information. Linux setup version 14.2.1.2. Welcome to Linux setup. Select an option below using the upslash hash keys and press or enter alternate keys may also be used. And tab. Help read the Linux setup. Help. Alt key map remap your keyboard other than a swap map and swap setup your swap partition. S target setup your target partition. Source select source media. Install selected software. Configure your Linux system. Exit exit. Linux setup. Okay, cancel.
All right, and there's all the options. We have a menu that we can use the arrows.
Key map remap your keyboard other than a swap map.
See, down is where you can change keyboard map.
Add swap setup your swap partition. S.
Add swap partitions.
Target setup your target partitions.
Set up targets.
Source select source media.
Select the source media. We're not ready to do that yet.
Target setup your target partitions.
What we are ready to do though is set up the.
Add swap setup your swap partition. S.
Let's set up the swap partition first. So we went down.
Key map remap your keyboard other than a swap map. Add swap setup your swap partition. S.
Here's the swap partitions.
Setting up swap partitions. Swap test detected. Clean setup has detected one or more swap partitions on your system. These partitions have been preselected to be set up as swap. LRN swap partitions. If you do not wish to use with this installation, please unselect them with the up and down arrows and test. If you wish to use all of them, this is recommended. Simply hit the enter key. Test /net/sda3 Linux swap partition 4.0. Okay, cancel.
Alright, we get a 4 gig swap partition, which is plenty. I have 4 gigs of RAM, 4 gigs of swap. I can hibernate the system if I want to. This is a laptop. So we're just going to hit enter on it. It's the only one.
Test setting up swap partitions. Check swap partitions for hand blocks. Yes, no. Clean setup without repair your system. Swap test when formatting swap partitions with swap. You may also check them for hand blocks. This is not the default since nearly all modern hard drives check themselves for hand blocks anyway. Would you like to check for hand blocks while running MKSwap?
I don't need to do that. So I'm going to tab to no.
Why? N.
N is the default. Y or N. Left and right arrow goes back and forth. This is a dialog that's in console. So I didn't know on that, because the disk drive, this is a smart disk drive, it'll take care of it.
Test. Activating swap partition /net/sda3 swap on /net/sda3 swap test configured. Okay, your swap test has been configured. This information will be added to your /etc/colon/net/sda3 swap with default 00.
Okay, that's fine. Tells you what's going to be added to the mount list, which we don't have to touch because that's where I want it. It just tells you what's going to be written there in case you wanted to change it for some reason. At this point, you could probably type a new line in here. But we're going to go with it.
Test setting up root Linux partition. Select Linux installation partition colon. Please select a partition from the following list to use for your root /Linux partition /net/sda2/Linux/294 even adding partitions. Continue with.
Okay, there's just one partition here, again, of size Linux, or type Linux, which is the one we want. So we're going to hit enter on this one.
Test, do you want to format Linux partition /net/sda2? Format partition /net/sda2?
Yes, I do want to format it.
Oh.
I do want to format this, because right now it's empty. It's blank. It has to be, let's make a new file system on it. Start over.
Test partition /net/sda2 will be formatted. Select file system for /net/sda2. Please select the type of file system to use for the specified device. Here are descriptions of the available file systems. X2 is the traditional Linux file system and is path and table. X3 is the journaling version of the X2 file system. X4 is the successor to the X3 file system. FS is IBM journal file system.
Alright, there's a whole bunch here. You can have any sort of file system type you want. Go with the XT4. I think that's even the default. Let's see what it says. I'll read current word here.
X4.
EXT4. And to do that, I used caps lock plus K to read the word at the cursor. We're going to hit enter on this and go with it.
S formatting /net/sda2 with file system S4. Formatting /net/sda2 has 1K locks 294 file system.
Alright, we're formatting the partition. That should be fine.
Blank. Blank, blank, blank.
Still doing it, I guess. So we wait for this formatting to be done. Hope it's not having a problem.
Blank, 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 blank,
up and down the screen.
Blank, blank. How's it from type X4?
Yeah.
Having 1K locks 294. How's it from type X4?
And it's still doing it. Okay, well, you heard him. There's lots of ways to do this. You actually could install from an online source, I suppose, if you had the ISO on a network or something, or even from a Samba partition, which if you had it on a Windows, if you had it on a Windows share, I guess you could do that. We're going to do it from the Slint ISO, however.
To install from a Slint CD or DVD. One install from a Slint USB stick.
Let's install from a Slint USB stick. And again, these are numbers. You can go up and down and hit enter on the one you want. Let's install from a Slint USB, because that's what I'm running.
Press scanning for USB stick. Okay, make sure the USB stick contained in the Slint package directory is inserted into the USB port, and then press enter to begin the scanning process.
All right. It's here. So hit enter. It's already plugged in. It's running from it. If I wanted to, I guess I could have the USB... I don't understand why you'd want to do this, but I could be installing from a drive other than this one, I suppose. Tell it which port the thing is in. But we're just going to hit enter on it, because it's the only drive, it's the only Slint medium in here.
USB package, source found the Slint package directory was found on device /etc/cd1. Press ready to install the packages. Yes, no, please confirm that you want to install the packages.
Alright, so good. Just confirming what we already would have guessed. The Slint ISO is in fact in here and readable. Do I want to install the packages? Well, yeah, because right now I got an empty disk.
Install KDE packages. Yes, no. Do you want to install KDE packages?
Okay, the KDE desktop is one that isn't really accessible to us, so I don't want to install it.
And
I'll move over to no with the right arrow. Confirm that's where we are with the say word.
No.
Yeah, it's on the word no. Because I don't want to do that, so hit enter.
Press. The online description will be displayed as each package is installed. Press. MS Message Linux file system package.
Press. Alright. So, that list is going to just crank. You won't be able to hear it all as it goes, but it's installing the packages from the USB. And I'm going to pause while it does that. We'll come back. I'm back. That was about 10 minutes. And all the packages installed without errors. I'll take its word for it. There are no errors. We're going to find out in one of the next subsequent steps here. So now I'm on another screen with a dialogue with selectable options, up and down arrows. Now, one of the things the installer is offering to do now is make a recovery USB boot stick. In case, for instance, during updates you break the boot partition or something and you have to get back in here. We're not going to do it today, but it's a nice thing to have in case that happens. You can come back. You'll boot into your new system, but not with the boot partition. It'll start with the repair disk. I go up one. It says create. We're going to skip doing that. On this one, I'm going to hit enter on skip. Skip making a USB boot stick. Well, I do want to install Grub. That's the bootloader. If I don't do that, I don't know how I would boot the system up. I don't know. Maybe you can choose another bootloader or for some reason boot from a USB, I guess. But we do want to put Grub in here, so I'm going to say yes on this one. Alright, you heard the man. I didn't enter boot parameters. If you did, you got to put them in here. But since I didn't, I can just hit enter. The only reason you might want to is maybe your graphics driver or some other thing isn't working with the default setup and you change some parameter, but you'd have to consult some pretty advanced documentation on how to do that and whether to do that before you even start. I'm just going to hit enter because we don't need to do that. Okay, we're installing for EFI, which is correct.
Installation finished, now reported.
Good. Okay, this I'm just going to hand wave this one too, go right past it. We're just going to hit enter on this because we don't actually need to use the mouse in the non-text and the non-graphical console. So it doesn't matter what I pick here, actually. All right, and we don't even want GPM configured, which is what let me use the mouse in the console. If for some reason you do, then you need to go through this. I'm just going to hit in and fix it. Yes, I want to configure the network. That's next. All right, let's give it a host name. When it comes to host names on a local network, I tend to be kind of boring, so we're just going to call it ThinkPad. Now, the domain doesn't actually matter. Well, if I put local domain, it's safe. As local domain.
Test configuration type for ThinkPad of local domain. Now we need to know how your machine connects to the network. If you have an internal network, command and assigned IP address gateway and DNS user static IP choice to enter these values. If your IP address is assigned by the HTTP server commonly used by cable modem and DSL services, select the HTTP. If you do not have a network, comp, select the loopback choice. You may also select network manager. If you would like to have the network manager even automatically handle your wide and wireless network interfaces, this is simple and usually works. Which type of network setup would you like to use? The HTTP user, the HTTP server to configure the network.
Usually works. Yes, it does. Network manager it is. That's probably going to be familiar to everyone who's ever done a GNU Linux install of Ubuntu or some such.
Network manager auto configure network using network manager.
Yes, I went down arrow to that.
Test network setup complete. Yes, no, your networking system is now configured to use network manager for wide and wireless network management. To set up wireless networks and new settings, the network management control panel widget for it. What?
Okay, let's see what else we got after we've done that. Let me go up and read some of the screen.
Yes, no. Is this correct? Press yes to confirm or no to reconfigure. Your KV desktop. And new settings and the network management control panel widget to. What?
Yeah, this is correct. We do want to be network manager.
Test. Confirm startup services to you and the selected services will be started at loop time. If you don't need them, you may unselect them to turn them off, which may improve overall system security. You may also choose to start services that are not run by default, but be aware that more services means less security. Use the face after select for unselect the services you wish to run. Recommended choices have been pre-selected. Press the enter key when you are finished.
Okay, so there's a whole bunch of system services, a bunch already configured, which are pretty sane as defaults go, although you might want to go and take some out later or before this step. If you decide you don't need something or you actually want something new, you can always come back to this UI and fix it. But that's for a much later recording. I'm going to take the defaults for now. Hit enter.
Select the default startup mode. Please choose the default startup mode. Console or graphical. In console mode, you log in and type your first command in the console. In this mode, you can type tarfx to start the default desktop or Windows manager app. You can also change typing external human content. In graphical mode, you choose the desktop or Windows manager app will be started as soon as you are identified. Console start Linux in console mode. Graphical start Linux in graphical mode. Okay, cancel.
Alright, let's do it in graphical mode. Let's do it in graphical mode, shall we?
Okay, cancel. Okay, cancel. Okay, cancel. Okay, cancel. Okay, cancel.
Let's do G for graphical ought to do it.
Setting system wide default window manager in slash etc. slash 11 slash limit slash test. Select default window manager for X. Please select the default window manager to use with the X window system. This will define the style of graphical user interface the computer uses. XFCE provides the most features and people with Windows or macOS experience will find it easy to use. Other window managers are easy on system resources or provide other unique features. Limit RC of XFCE, the cholesterol free desktop environment. Limit RC
of LXC. Alright, there's a whole bunch here of possible window managers slash desktops. And while XFCE might be one of the friendlier ones for resources, it's not as accessible as the Mate, or Mate is actually pronounced. We're going to pick that one.
Linux RC.mate, the Mate desktop.
XInit RC.mate, let's go.
Alright, mine is set to UTC, so I'm going to type Y.
No hardware clock is set to local time, yes, hardware clock is set to UTC.
Hardware is set to UTC, because I've had other GNU Linuxes on here, and it's correct. So we're going to hit Enter.
Yes. Time zone configuration, please select your time zone, Africa, Sahara, Africa, Sahara, Africa, Sahara.
Alright, we're not going to listen to that whole gigantic list. But here's how you have to pick your time zone. Since we're not online, there's no way the system can do it automatically, like in other distros you might have used. We're just going to hit A a whole bunch of times. Maybe I'll hold it for a while. Well, let me just go through a few so I can show you. You get the idea. Probably every major city on the continent of Africa is represented here, as are lots of time zones in America. So I'm going to hold the key for a while. A little more. Okay, America. Now we're in the Americas, so we'll slow down a bit. I remember I'm typing the A key. Okay, we're down to the America slash K's. We're almost there. America slash Martinique. I don't want to go too fast because we're almost here to America slash New York. You'll want to change this accordingly. You might even need to do Europe, in which case you would be typing E's. Or... Metacatla. Okay, we're almost there.
Montevideo.
Montreal. They're in alphabetical order, as you can see, but I don't think you can arrow down. I think you have to use these letters.
Montserrat.
New York. Yeah, here we go. It's right after Nassau. Because they're in alphabetical order. They're not even listed. They're not even grouped by country. But here's New York. Go ahead, enter.
Loading Sasha,
well, yeah. We want to set the root password, and we want to set another one.
And why?
But let's do Y and set a root password.
Enter password for account root, okay.
And I'll bang that in. It won't show as I type it.
Okay. Enter password again for account proof, okay.
And we'll enter it again.
Okay. User account management, please choose an option. 1, create a new account, 2, create a new...
Okay, so there's root, but I actually need a new user to be myself for when I'm not administrator. And I think 1 is selected as a choice, which would be to add a user.
1, create a new account.
Create a new account, yes, of course.
Okay. Account name, enter the new account name, okay.
Now, account name is username. In other systems, it's your full name, but on this one, it's your username. So we're going to do Dave.
A default session mate has been set for username. Enter password for account name, okay.
Now, a default mate session has been set, which is good for the next recording. I'll enter my password.
Enter password again for account name. Okay.
And there's no echo back, so if you make a mistake, it would tell you when you go to hit enter here. It would say they don't match, which they ought to, but let's hope they do.
User account management, please choose an option 1, create a new account, 2, create a new account, advanced mode, 3, modify account properties, 4, 10.
Yay, they match. Woohoo! Now, I could go on, I could keep making users and groups on this screen probably indefinitely, but we're not going to do that. Although, I certainly, if I had multiple users, now would be the time to do it. But we're actually done.
To create a new account, advanced mode. 3, modify account properties. 4, change account password. 5, delete accounts. 6, list groups and memberships. 7, create a new group. 8, change group name. 9, delete groups. 9, delete groups. S, E.
So we're going to do E to get out of this screen. We got one user. And that user will be in a bunch of groups that we'll see later. But one of the groups he'll be in is the group called Users. So I'm going to hit enter here.
System language configuration, the current local ENUS, please select your preferred system.
ENUS, which is English United States. You could change it here if you wanted to. There's a few chances to do this, and this is the last one, though. At least to do it in an automated fashion. So we're going to hit enter.
Text encoding translations.
Alright, we're installing the translations.
Simply not set up is complete. Yes, no, would you like to remove your system? If you choose no, you will be dropped to hell.
Okay. Well, that's going to be on the next screen, the next recording.
But yes, we are going to reboot now that the core is installed.